Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to back. I'm not buying it. I'm not believing it. I am not believing what I'm seeing.
Oh.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, back-to-back gyms from two guys you have not trusted. You have not trusted since they've been here. And the Braves are winning. They are on a nice win streak right now. They'll play again tonight. Martin Perez on the hill. But here's where things get interesting, Mike, because if you go back to the beginning of the season, forget about the trade deadline. Right? That's water under the bridge now. This was a team that was intent on going with their internal rotational guys. Matter of fact, that's why no moves were made before the start of the season. And we question it, and Mike questioned it all the time. Why are we not doing more? And they were content with going with what was in-house. That was Ronaldo Lopez. That was Grant Holmes. That was Bryce Elder. That was Jose Suarez, for those who don't remember. And, of course, Chris Sale. And, Mike, now with back-to-back performances from two of those guys and Grant Holmes last night, he looked great. I mean, bottom line, Bryce Elder, one-hit ball, right? And then you get Grant Holmes to do what he did last night. I'm not buying this, though. I still don't think is a World Series rotation,
okay?
Because that's what the goal is. The goal is not NLDS. The goal is not NLCS. The goal is World Series. You're in first place. You've been in first place all year. So, for me, this is an aberration. We're seeing two guys that are pitching great right now. I don't feel like they're going to have the consistency down the stretch, Mike, to sustain this because they haven't.
Well, I mean, look, we've seen Bryce Elder come out of spring training, and it was a new Bryce Elder. And then June, he was horrible. And now all of a sudden, now he's on an uptick. So I don't know. I mean, we in the past, Bryce would have a good run, and someone would figure him out, and then it was the yo-yo back and forth with Gwinnett. I'd like to think that, I don't know if you need a sports psychologist to diagnose this, but apparently Grant Holmes didn't like all the talk of, like, we need to get another starter in here. And I don't know if that reflected poorly. Yes, it did. It reflected poorly because it's a fact, because these guys weren't getting the job done. It's you're taxing the bullpen. But, look, I'm going to ride the wave while it's rolling. But as I said, let's just hope that whatever that nonsense, whatever that garbage was that happened in June doesn't happen in October, right? Because that is the concern, that the same thing can crop up. And these guys can get shelled and the team struggles. I wish we had done more. But as I said, that's water under the bridge now. I'm going to see what this Mally guy is all about. And we'll see if these guys can build on it. But yeah, look, I know where you're coming from, but I'll give credit where credit's due. I mean, one earned run from a guy like Bryce Elder, I'll roll with it.
Back-to-back nights, the Braves starting pitchers going six innings or more. Name the last time that happened this season. Exactly. That's why I have a big question mark. You can go through stretches, guys, in a season like this. The difference between these guys and Chris Sale is a proven entity. He is a guy that has done it consistently where you go, he could have a bad start. You're not worried about it. He's going to bounce back. if they have a bad start, you don't feel that way. And so for them to come out and have back-to-back nights like this, amazing, great. It is what we need. Mike's right. And if they do this, then we may go to the World Series. But I'm not buying it. 404-726-0929. Where are you at with these performances we've seen? And the irony to all of this is it comes after the trade deadline when we were all bitching about what they didn't do. Where has this been?
Well, as I said to you, I just told you, I think these guys, maybe this lit a fire. I don't know what, why. What, maybe Walt Weiss should have said, you're all bums, because everybody else has said you're all a bunch of bums.
Where's it been?
And everybody from Major League Baseball's network to ESPN, everyone else, when they do talk baseball and ESPN, is saying that they really needed to do more. You know, and now here's what we got. Now, look, if it works out and we can do some kind of a repeat of 2021, hey, I'll take it. As we said yesterday, not anti-Brave. That's the last thing we are. We just want to see why and wonder why a team with the resources the Braves have never tried to commit to establish a better starting rotation, going all the way back to spring training.
The crazy thing about this, Mike, is now when you look at this rotation, it is exactly what it was when they came into the season. Spencer Schwellenbach still not back.
Right.
Neither is Waldrop. Neither is Spencer Strider. All these guys were hurt to start the season. None of those guys are back. Now, Schwelly may be on his way back, but the bottom line is Ronaldo Lopez, Grant Holmes, and Bryce Elder were the guys we were going with at the beginning of the season, and that's why you didn't believe we had enough. Now you do?
Well, I mean, brother, it's – so what do you want me to do, lose? What do you want here? Well, I mean, what do you want?
By no stretch of the imagination.
But no, if you got guys that are like – if you got the Braves company men – don't want to sit there and chirp on social media, well, there you go. Well, they're full of crap too. Because to your point, that doesn't mean this is going to play in October when it matters most. But I'm also going to say, that a boy, Grant, do more of that. If that's what it takes to get more out of you, go for it. Bryce Elder, great job. You know, but I mean, I'm not going to complain about a win streak like this.
Do you think they've turned the corner? That's what I want. That's what I'm asking. I'm not asking whether we're going to win the World Series because nobody knows that. But if you really feel like they've turned the corner, and this is why Alex Anthopoulos was content on not going crazy at the trade deadline because they internally believed in this at the beginning of the season. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Braves are hot. I mean, bottom line is they're winning. They're maintaining this lead in the NL East. And the Phillies are having a hard time trying to catch up, guys. 8.5 now after last night. Let me hear Walt Weiss talking about this club because – you know, the other part about this is, as much as we're talking about what Alex did and didn't do, Walt Weiss has done a terrific job. We've said that all season long. I think he's done a really good job of trying to handle these situations, whether it's been Kim, Riley, Acuna coming back, whatever it's been, the lineup. And by the way, Riley's hitting eighth. Do you keep him there in this lineup?
Yeah, I think you roll with it. I think you definitely roll with that for now.
Here's Walt Weiss on Riley getting his swing off.
Some good things happened with Riley. There's some consistency with it this time. For me, watching him, he's getting his swing off, is what I like to call it. He's getting his swing off. When guys struggle, they start to feel for the ball a little bit. They get defensive, but it looks like he's getting his A swing off. That's a really good sign.
He had an RBI. Baldwin, a couple. Dubon, just being Dubon, had an RBI. To me, Mike, that is the key. That's where I'm at. If this team's going to take the next step. Is the offense has got to be consistent.
Right.
Last night, you know what they did? They took some pressure off of Grant Holmes. They scored some runs, right? That always helps. And that's something that I think consistently, if over the next 2 months, 2.5 months, before we get to the playoffs, if we do that, then I'm going to start feeling really good about this. That's the part that I've been wondering about.
Well, I mean, when you win games 4-1, 4-2, 4-2, that has a playoff kind of feel because, as we know, runs are at a premium. We certainly saw that the last time the Braves made the playoffs, going back to two losses with the Phillies and the NLDS and then San Diego. So I get where you're going with this. I wish they'd done more.
Where am I going with this?
No, that you think it's fool's gold. You think it's fool's gold.
I do.
But I'm not going to crap on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game win streak when the Phillies are spinning their wheels right now. The question will be, will it hold up when you go up against the Brewers and or the Phillies, Dodgers, Padres, whoever we're going to see in the playoffs?
So you're going to wait until
I can do. The deadline has come and gone. There's no more players to be named later. You can't do that anymore.
Cannot.
So all I can do is watch. And then look, people want to keep their receipts. They can keep receipts. I said my piece. I'm ticked off. We never address pitching. Every year, it's always an issue. You're hoping that guys that are unhealthy or coming off an injury are going to be right. And you're pinning your hopes on that. And that's more of a risk than what I've seen so far from Elder. Elder's okay right now.
The crazy thing also about this is everybody points to the start of Mize. He didn't pitch well.
Well, that's
right?
That's a time-honored tradition.
Of course.
Anytime the Braves don't sign a guy and he has a bad outing or gets shelled, Braves, there you go. Those are the same jerks that are so scared to get – they won't get off the porch. They're scared of their own shadow.
Yeah. Scooble got beat up by the Cubs, right? And you go, well, we would have got him.
There's two earned runs at Wrigley. Dansby took him deep.
I don't look at those situations and go, that guy is going to be a guy that doesn't help them in the long run.
But I hear guys who are chirping, we'll see. But I do appreciate a good outing, and that was a nice, strong outing. The problem for Elder is he gets home run happy. The good news is when he gives up home runs lately, there's only been one guy or nobody on base.
Yeah, I just find it interesting. You've been killing these guys all year, and you're believing what you're seeing.
Well, no, I just saw two good outings. I hope it continues. And maybe all this trade talk lit a fire under these guys. I don't know, man. Stranger things have happened.
We got a caller. Who is it, Day-Day? Who wants to get in on this? Paul in College Park wants to join this conversation. Where are you at? That's all I'm saying. For me, I'm going, wait a minute. Isn't this the same rotation we were complaining about at the beginning of the season? It pretty much is. By the way, Suarez is out. Insert Martin Perez. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Paul. Welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Yeah. I heard they're going to end the season the way they started the season. How about that? Bam.
That means good. They started off the season very well.
We started off great. We got a great start to the season, which is why we've had this lead and been able to maintain it. And you could go through a terrible month of June and still survive because of the way you start. Look, I always talk about this at the beginning of these seasons when everybody's like, well, it doesn't really matter now. No, it does. Because trying to catch teams is very hard in August and September. But if that's the case, then we're going to World Series, guys. If what you're saying is true, Paul, then we're going to the World Series. And that would be awesome. But there's a lot of work to do, and a lot of it is going to fall on the arms of this starting rotation.
Well, and more so on the bullpen, because if Grant Holmes can't get you through the sixth inning, and all this month, five innings, four and two-thirds, that's Grant Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news, see, again, if you just looked at the winning record, you said, hey, there's a guy who's 7-4 with an ERA under four, that might be the kind of guy we would have traded for, right? But then you get to what we've just discussed, the bullpen gets taxed. When you've got to pitch four innings every night, that's a problem. So if these guys can step out. Now, look, we just saw Grant Holmes perform arguably his best start of his career, certainly since he's come to the show. And hopefully he builds on it. But I understand both sides of it. We got people now going, oh, there you go. Well, again, I don't know what the trophy looks like for August 6th. Carl and I are talking about October and the World Series.
October is what it's all about. All right, more of your calls are welcome. We're talking about the Braves. They're winning, guys. 7-2.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
Two against the Marlins, by the way. Marlins aren't like the worst team in the league, okay? So I'm not going to dispel that either and say, well, the Marlins are bad. You know, a high school team around Atlanta could beat them. Nah, let's not go that far. 404-726-0929. Your thoughts on the Braves as we continue here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.